That's it. Vairagya and knowledge are often equated. Swamiji often talks of Vairagya as objectivity. Dispassion, not as a negative word, seeing dispassion, Vairagya, as objectivity. That I'm able to be with all of my internal experiences as well as external experiences. From the standpoint of my knowledge, I can be with my experiences in a way that is healing. Welcoming and healing. If I hate someone, instead of acting out of the hatred, I can come into relationship with the hatred in a welcoming, healing, objective way. I can do inner child work with the hatred. I can ask myself, what is that really about? As an inner friend. I can respond to my positive as well as negative experiences in an objective, helpful way. And I can learn to do that habitually. Just let your body relax, and your mind relax in the presence of that inner friend. Probably most of the thoughts and feelings that pass through are inconsequential. They're like scenery. They're not problematic at all. They don't disturb your shanti. They're just internal scenery as opposed to external scenery. They don't cover me. They don't obscure my ananda, my wholeness. They don't cause the jiva's head to pop up. And they're fine. Ishwara. Just be yourself, letting the world internally and externally just be Ishwara. And if there are any emotions or worries or disturbances internally, whichever one is on top at the moment, relax, welcome it, and be with it as an inner friend, accepting it, not pushing away the experience, not trying to make it be different, but being with it as it is, relating to it as it is, in a way that will help it to itself transform, usually through love and understanding and logic when appropriate, logic in terms of your own vision. as we relax, be ourselves, and let those sadhanas naturally take place that we're talking about now, as I just sit quietly with my own mind, my unconscious, my external experiences, letting them all become Ishwara. The jiva resolves into Ishwara. The sense of separation resolves into Ishwara. the most effective form of vairagya is toward my own thoughts and feelings. The reason we reject external situations and people is because we're afraid of the thoughts and feelings they invoke in us. If I know how to be with my feelings, with my thoughts, then I'm no longer afraid of external situations and people. If I don't know how to be with my thoughts, my feelings, my judgments, my worries, my anxieties, I'm afraid of the world because of what it can do to me. I have raga dvesha toward my inner life. I blame others for my inner life. Otherwise, I'm in the present, doing what is asked of me, appreciating Ishwara, letting Ishwara handle all of the situations that come my way, doing my part as part and parcel of Ishwara. Swamiji often said, give people the space to be as they are. Don't take them inside. Give them their own space. Don't take them inside in the sense that their behavior becomes something that affects your mind in terms of your raga dvesha. Let them be. They have a right to be as they are. Don't take them inside. Vairagya allows people to be as they are, allows Ishwara to be as Ishwara is. shine.